Brethren in Australia. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, March 19, 1902. My dear brethren in Australia, strengthen your souls in the Lord. I plead with God to reveal His wonder-working power to you. I am sure that He will be with you, leading and guiding you step by step. We are certainly living in perilous times, and we need to keep our minds stayed upon God every moment. He who knows the power that the enemy has over those who do not trust fully in the Lord Jesus says, "Come unto me, I am thy refuge, thy hiding place. I will preserve thee from trouble. I will compass thee about with songs of deliverance." Matthew 11, verse 28, Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, Psalm 32, verse 7. He knows the depths of darkness into which Satan would cast the soul. He is the exceeding brightness of the Father's glory, and He invites us to follow Him, saying, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John 8, verse 12. We are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Lay hold of His work with clean hands, a pure heart, and holy, consecrated endeavor. Press forward to gain the triumphs of the cross of Christ. Are you not striving for a crown of immortality, for a life that measures with the life of God? Oh, put your whole heart into the work. Let nothing cause your zeal to flag. Amidst trials and perplexities, hear His voice saying to you, "Let Him take hold of my strength, that He may make peace with me, and He shall make peace with me." Isaiah 27, verse 5. True humility never hinders the Lord's servants from undertaking the most arduous and responsible service, if the Lord requires it of them. Patient continuance in well-doing, this is to be our motto. We are to put forth persevering effort, advancing step by step until the race is run, the victory gained. Paul writes, "This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3, verse 13-14. God's work will be carried on, though we may not always see how. His word in our hearts will give us confidence and assurance and hope. He is the ruler of the world. The trials that come to the members of His church are sent for their purification and their advancement. In times of darkness, let us not despond. Let us comfort our hearts by remembering that if we walk and work with God in humility and sincerity, He will be our joy and peace and hope, and will give us precious victories. Let us consecrate ourselves to Him. Let us regard Him with holy reverence and commit the keeping of our souls to His care. Christ's presence and His word, "Lo, I am with you alway," Matthew 28, verse 20, is our wisdom and our righteousness. It is the living presence that makes the living word. The kingdom comes to us not in word only, but in power. It is unwavering faith in Christ's presence that gives us power. Press forward unitedly to the help of the Lord, all of one heart and one mind. Depend not on human wisdom. Look beyond human beings to the one appointed by God to carry our griefs and sorrows. Taking God at His word, move forward with steadfast, persevering faith. You will see of His salvation.